Good morning. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Sonia Ali.
And I'm Stephen Buttar. Here are some of the stories we're following this morning from the On the Record newsroom. Toronto Police and the OPP have geared up to assemble a new task force aimed to address the rising number of car thefts. Toronto Police Chief Myron Dimqui said on Monday that over 12,000 vehicles were stolen across the city, with a combined value of $790 million. Chief Dimqui said that every 40 minutes a car was stolen in the city, and this year alone, 68 auto thefts were reported, which is a 106% increase in contrast to the same time period last year. So far, the task force has arrested 121 suspects, laid 730 charges, and recovered 157 stolen vehicles.
Toronto's second lab-confirmed measles case this year is currently being investigated. The affected is an infant who recently returned from travel and is now recovering at home. If you are an individual who attended a magic show on March 11th held at Agincourt Public Library between 1 and 5:30 p.m., you may have been exposed to measles. But it doesn't end there. Police urge the public to monitor their symptoms after a news release on Wednesday confirmed that individuals who attended a babies program at St. Jamestown Public Library between 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. on March 15th also could have been exposed to measles. Toronto Public Health advises anyone who believes that they may have been exposed to the virus at either location to check their vaccination records and monitor for symptoms until April 5th.
Ontario is home to the top five Canadian cities with the worst bed bug infestation, according to pest control company Orkin Canada. Orkin released its annual list of the bed buggiest cities. Toronto was ranked in first, Sudbury in second place, Oshawa at third, Hamilton at fourth, and Ottawa took fifth place. Other major cities, including Vancouver and Winnipeg, were also on the list. The small critters are known for their rapid rate of reproduction and long-term survival. Some tips to avoid an infestation include laundering all outside clothing and trying to avoid buying used furniture like sofas or mattresses, as well as clothing.
It's time for spring cleaning, Toronto. Toronto's Mayor Olivia Chow is working to ensure the FIFA 2026 Games is set for success. And she says her strategy is a little spring cleaning. Toronto is set to host six matches during the FIFA 2026 World Cup. Previously, the city has been criticized for its secrecy when it comes to potential planning costs, but Chow says the city can manage to make up the money through sponsorships and donations. Chow hopes to focus the FIFA planning on financial sustainability and building connections, and shared that it is now the current council's job to ensure the games are successful.
In more sports news, it's been a busy week for fans all over the world. To bring you up to speed, here's Lynette George.
Hello everyone, I'm Lynette George and here are your sports updates for the week. After four straight world titles and a 42-game winning streak, Team Canada has officially ended Switzerland's dominance at the World Women's Curling Championship in Nova Scotia. Canada's Rachel Holman, Tracy Fleury, Emma Miskew, and Sarah Wilkes brought their A game with a victory clip of 92%. The win this week is their sixth in a row, leaving them undefeated in the competition. The two teams currently stand at the top of the world rankings, making this matchup one for the books. For this week, Team Canada is set to play against Turkey, so keep a lookout for that. In other news, Real Madrid has filed a complaint against a local referee after the official failed to include allegations of racist abuse from the crowd in his final match report. The matchup against Osasuna saw fans allegedly yell racist slurs at Vinicius Jr., a 23-year-old player from Brazil. The rival club has now vehemently denied the allegations, stating that while there were insults shouted, none of them were racist. Unfortunately, this type of violence is not new to the Brazilian athlete, who has faced race-based threats and abuse on multiple occasions in the past, with previous perpetrators even receiving two-year stadium bans. Real Madrid have demanded that action be taken to prevent such behavior in future games. And now, the International Olympic Committee has announced that athletes from Belarus and Russia will not be involved in this year's opening ceremony in Paris. In response to their participation in the war on Ukraine, the two nations were banned from competing in team sports last July. While individual athletes may still partake under a neutral flag, they will first need to pass a two-step verification process that checks for any military affiliation or statements of public support for the invasion. To accommodate more local athletes, Russia did announce the World Friendship Games last year. The multi-sports event is set to be held in Moscow in September. But earlier this week, the IOC did denounce the event, calling it a blatant violation of the Olympic Charter. The Olympics begin on July 26 and end on August 11, so keep an eye out for that. That's all for sports this week. I'm Lynette George for On the Record News. Back to you in the studio.
This week's entertainment news has been a mix of happiness and sorrow. To tell you more about it, here is Mana Hosseini.
Thank you, guys. The 53rd annual Junos is approaching this upcoming Sunday, March 24th. The award ceremony will be held in Halifax this time around. And there is a lot to talk about. Leading this year's nominations is Montreal-based singer Charlotte Cardin. She has been nominated for 6 awards, including Album and Artist of the Year. Singer and songwriter Talk has recently been the talk of the town, breaking nomination records for a first-timer. Sunday's celebration will feature a special performance by Alexandra Strelinsky, paying homage to Canadian icon Carl Tremblay. You can watch the ceremony at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on CBC Music. A new docuseries investigates allegations of abuse and hostile working conditions on the sets of Nickelodeon shows during the late 1990s to the early 2000s. Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV debuted on Sunday. The series features firsthand experiences from former employees and former child actors. Drake Bell, star of the popular show Drake and Josh, is also present in the docuseries. Bell gives a glimpse of his own experiences working at Nickelodeon. Now to the next story. A movie set Armour is challenging the court's decision about her fault in the lethal shooting of a cinematographer on the set of the movie Rust. In October 2021, Alec Baldwin unintentionally killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins with a live revolver that he believed to be a prop on the set of the Western movie. Earlier this month, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed was convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Hutchins. She could face up to 18 months in prison and a $5,000 fine. I've been Mana Hosseini. Now back to you guys in the studio.
It's the first week of spring and Mother Nature has given us a bit of a rough start. With today's weather forecast and what we can expect for the rest of the week, here's Talia Saley.
Good morning, everyone. Let's take a look at the weather forecast for today. The temperature was just starting to get warmer last week until it hit the negatives once again. Not the best rollout for the first week of spring. I hope you wore a warm coat today, as Toronto is expected to reach a high of -2 that feels like -9, with a 90% chance of snow reaching about 3 to 7 centimeters. It seems the rest of Ontario will also be caught in the snow. As we move north, we have Barrie and Newmarket at a high of -3. On the east end, we have Peterborough and Oshawa at a high of -2. It will be a cloudy day, but less than 2 centimeters worth of snow. Moving south, we have Brampton and Hamilton at a high of -3 and Mississauga at -2. Don't lose those winter jackets yet, Guelph and Kitchener, as they will reach colder temperatures at -4. Last but not least, we have St. Catharines on a relatively warmer day at -1. Now let's move on to the 5-day forecast for this weekend and upcoming week. Lucky for you, starting Saturday, the sun will come back out with a mix of clouds reaching a high of 3 and a low of -6. Sunday is looking pretty similar with a high of 3 and a low of -1, but the skies will clear up in the day, so make sure to go out and absorb that vitamin D. It only gets warmer from here with a high of 4 and a low of 2 on Monday. On Tuesday, the temperature goes up a couple more degrees with a high of 7 and a low of 4 degrees. Keep your umbrella handy as showers will hit later in the day with stronger wind gusts. Wednesday will have cloudy skies and with a 50% chance of rain, so you might want to take an umbrella with you if you go out. It will reach a high of 8 and a low of +1. That's a wrap up for this week's weather updates. I'm Talia Saley, back to you in the studio.
That's all for On the Record this March 22nd, 2024. I'm Sonia Lee.
And I'm Stephen Buttar. Join us for On the Record next week as we round out the latest stories from the OTR newsroom.
And for the latest 24/7, visit our website, onthecordnews.ca. Have a great day.